Welcome back to An Almost. My name is Eric.
I'm Matt.
This is Taylor.
Hey, it's all three of us at once. And we're gonna give all of you something a little special for the upcoming holiday that will be at the end of this week. We're talking about Krampus. So I'm pretty sure most of you understand what the hell a Krampus is. You've probably seen that god-awful movie or two, or there's a lot.
5, 15, who knows?
Dude, there's so many damn Krampus movies, and I didn't even realize it.
The most recent one was actually pretty decent.
Oh, of course you've
but
seen
it. But it was still off lore, but whatever.
Look,
that's beside the point.
Matt likes the Conjuring movies, okay?
Hey.
They're awful.
I want to see the new one.
Oh, of course you do. Ugh. So, let's get into this, because this is going to be a barn burner. This is hilarious. So, everyone knows about Jolly Saint Nick, right? Goes around giving good kids presents and sticking some coal in the stockings of kids who are little shitheads. Yeah, that's a bit more of a modern convention. It didn't used to be like that. Santa actually had a few homeboys. But the one we're going to focus on today is not very nice. This guy used to be what happened to the bad kids. So, in Central and Eastern Alpine folklore, the kids who misbehaved during the Christmas season were met by an associate of Saint Nick. When he came around, he would beat the naughty kids with birch rods and throw them in a bag.
They gonna learn today.
Oh, they learned. They damn sure learned. So Krampus, his origins are a bit unclear, but folklorists and anthropologists are pretty sure it has a pre-Christian traditions. And there's been a lot of stuff dealing with the Krampus for maybe since like the 16th century. So you're looking like the 1500s?
Yeah, about the 1500s.
And by the 17th century, Krampus had been incorporated into the Christian winter celebrations
by
pairing him with Saint Nicholas, because fuck them kids.
Because what else has Christianity not incorporated?
Pretty much. So, Matt, you wanna give us a description of Krampus? Tell us what this mean fucker who beats and steals children is like.
Well, he appears in many different forms. Most common, he's very hairy, usually brown or black, has cloven hooves and horns of a goat. His long pointed tongue rolls out, and he has fangs. So he's like the Christmas devil.
Funny you should mention the devil. The Krampus also carries chains, which were thought to be symbolized to the binding of the devil, of course, by Christianity.
No, oh, gotta love the church.
Yeah, but there's a more pagan origins of Krampus. He does carry around bundles of birch. Say that three times fast.
To whack the shit out of kids.
Funny enough,
he just occasionally swats at children.
Well, yeah, occasionally when they're bad.
Finger quotes.
Yeah, I mean he beats the children when they're bad, but the only kids Krampus shows up to are bad kids. So every kid he meets, he beats the hell out of with a bunch of sticks.
But
funny enough, the name for those bundles of sticks are called Rutin. Originally having a pagan origin with pre-Christian initiation rites.
Given pagan. I would assume pre-Christian. I was also going to say that other word we can't say for a bundle of sticks.
See our previous episode.
Apparently the standard thing of Krampus with the sticks and the bag is not all the time, though. Sometimes Krampus shows up with a whip without a bag. And sometimes he shows up with a bag. Now, this bag could also be a basket. And it's always strapped to his back. Where he either... This is some pretty interesting options. He either uses it to drown, eat, or send children to hell.
That is a rather difficult gambit of choices for the younglings.
Either way, you're going to have a bad time.
Oh, that guy hates sand.
Listen, better than being chopped up by a lightsaber.
I don't know about that.
That's debatable.
That's true. At least it's instant cauterization of the wound.
Yeah, that death is quick.
But on the night of December 5th, good old Saint Nick and Krampus would go to each house to determine which kids were good and bad. Santa would give the good kids, like, oranges, dried fruits, walnuts, and chocolate. While the bad kids, they get the switch.
Got drugged to hell. Oh, yeah, we're talking about Krampusnacht.
Yes, Krampusnacht. Yes.
Krampusnacht. That's just a fun word to say. Oh, man. So, Krampus eats kids, drowns kids, or sends them to hell, or just hits them with a stick and gives them coal. I mean, we're really running the gamut here of what the hell this thing actually does.
Well, I would personally rather be hit with a stick.
I mean, yeah.
You'd rather get hit with a stick than get coal? I think we're learning
then
things
the
about
other option.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
If it was the stick or the coal, then yeah, the coal.
But if it was eaten, at least drowned, the coal. Or sent to hell, I'd take the stick.
At least with the coal, I could throw it at somebody.
Yeah, good point. Probably the...
Then Krampus would show up again next year. But that's beside the point.
You throw it at the demonic goat entity that's trying to toss you in a basket.
Yeah. Get the fuck away from me.
And apparently Krampus is just one of Santa's compatriots. And I didn't know this until I really looked into Krampus, and I doubt many other people know it, because you just think of Santa Claus as, well, fucking just him.
Yeah, one-man show.
One-man show. And no, apparently not. He's part of what they call the Companions of St. Nicholas, which... It really came out in the former Holy Roman Empire.
Oh, okay.
Or any countries that were influenced by the empire culturally. Mm. Most of them act as a antagonist to Santa Claus, even though not really, because they're all kind of working together, so that they're always just there trying to beat the fuck out of bad kids, apparently.
So wait, are you telling me that Santa has a road posse?
It's actually more like a Japanese scooter gang, but sure, whatever.
Okay, so Santa is the head of this Japanese scooter gang.
Of ruffians who like to beat children.
Yeah, and he comes in afterwards like, oh, don't worry. For all the good children.
No. He just goes through, like, deals with the good children, like, says fuck the other ones, and lets his weird, like, West Side Story freak posse beat the hell out of the rest of them.
Oh, gotcha. So he's the guy who sends other people to do insurance fraud.
Yes. Yes.
He is the godfather of Christmas.
It's terrible. Guys like the Belsnickel. The Belsnickel is a guy who covers his entire body in fur and sometimes wears a mask with a long tongue. He's kind of like...
He's cosplaying as Krampus.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But apparently he's a scary creature, but he deals with good kids too, but he gives them socks or shoes full of candy.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make a lot of fucking sense to me, but...
He's trying to make Krampus look good.
Right?
He's trying to clean up Krampus' mask. Like, sorry, drug you to hell.
Well, the Belsnickel's the one that leaves coal in stockings, primarily. I'm not seeing anything of him, like, eating kids.
Krampus just chucks the coal at you.
Whatever. At least for me, since you guys know my wife, there is a 19th century first-hand account of the Belsnickel tradition in Allegheny County, Maryland.
Oh, well, hell.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. It was found in Brown's Miscellaneous Writings, a collection of essays by Jacob Brown, born in 1824. Writing of a period around 1830, Brown says, "We did not hear of Santa Claus. Instead, they were dealing with Belsnickel."
Oh, no, we didn't get Happy St. Nick, no.
We got the slightly less Happy St.
Yeah, he would also,
he's neutral.
We got the alcoholic stepfather.
And, I'm gonna read this excerpt here because, apparently Belsnickel was a cross-dresser.
Oh. What?
He was known as Christkinkle, Belsnickel, and sometimes as the Xmas woman. Children then not only saw the mysterious person, but felt him, or rather his stripes, upon their backs with his switch. The annual visitor would make his appearance some hours after dark, thoroughly disguised, especially the face, which would sometimes be covered with a hideously ugly fizz.
A what?
P-H-I, fizz. What the fuck is a fizz?
You know what? Let's find out.
Please do.
A fizz?
P-H-I-Z.
P-H-I-Z.
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
Oh, informal, thanks for that, guys.
British. A person's face or expression. At least that's what it says in the Oxford languages.
Check. That might be a translation from German.
Okay, but I think I see where he's going with this. Like, thoroughly disguised, especially the face, which would sometimes be covered by a hideously ugly fizz. So maybe he's like making a weird
face.
He's just got a weird face. Generally wore a female garb, hence the name Christmas Woman. Sometimes it would be a veritable woman, but with masculine force and action. He or she would be equipped with an ample sack about the shoulders, filled with cakes, nuts, and fruits, and a long hazel switch, which was supposed to have some kind of a charm in it as well as a sting. One would scatter the goodies upon the floor, and then the scramble would begin by the delighted children. And the other hand would ply the switch upon the backs of the excited youngsters.
What? Well, so he just goes like, "Hey, kid, you want to get hit by the stick?"
Nah, it's a full-on bait and switch. "Oh, hey, kids, here's some candy."
Whack!
You going for it?
Come in. Come in.
Who would not show a wince, but had it been parental discipline, there would have been screams to reach a long distance.
Boy.
So basically, what the fuck? Okay. So basically, the Belsnickel gives kids candy and then beats them when they go after the candy. What? Okay.
That's an entrap, man. That is a speed trap if I've ever seen it.
So in Nova Scotia, apparently, there is a tradition called Belsnickeling.
That just sounds wrong.
Where people go from house to house, dressed in multiple layers of clothing with scarves around their faces to conceal their identity. These people are usually given food and drinks, rum or eggnog.
Of course.
Until their identities are guessed. That actually sounds kind of like fun.
Yeah.
It does sound like fun.
Just like bundle up, wear a bunch of masks and shit, and see how drunk you have to get for somebody to figure it out.
I'm down to do that.
Free booze.
So before we go back to, Krampus, we're just looking at some of Santa's other compatriots here. Like, Zwart Pete, Black Pete.
Ah, oh, yes.
Who, judging by this picture I saw, is a cancelable offense.
I'm assuming that's a...
That's a dude in a doofy hat and blackface.
Here we go. Time for the minstrels. Yep.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's a minstrel in blackface. That dude's out there screaming, mammy.
That is a court gesture.
Oh, my God. What the hell? So, yeah. Krampusnacht. So, on December 6th, they do the Feast of St. Nicholas in Europe. And so it's like Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So you get All Hallows Eve, but the night before is All Hell's Eve.
Yep.
Where just everybody goes rampant. So that's basically Krampusnacht.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he shows up on the streets. Sometimes, however, he runs around with Santa. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Krampus goes around with Santa. To where, like, they're just kind of at a house and, I don't know, let's say you got, like, two kids. One of them's been all right. One of them's been a little dick.
That's how you do it. You scare the bad one.
He felt like going to the club that night.
No. What'll happen is, like, Santa will come up and, like, start giving the good kid stuff. And Krampus is just in the corner beating the hell out of him with a stick. Oh, my Lord. God, this is funny. So there are actually a bunch of traditions that go along with the Krampus, and they're really kind of fucking weird. You know, apparently there's stuff that we went over Krampusnacht. Mm-hmm. There's another one. Krampuslauf.
Yeah, Krampuslauf.
And there's also another one after that.
The Krampuskarten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, it's like... Well, Krampuskarten seems to just be like...
just greeting cards.
Greeting cards with Krampus on it.
Yeah.
Like Krampus chasing...
Although...
Chasing buxom women or...
Yeah. European.
They say it's...
Krampuskarten.
It's... Sometimes introduced with Gruß vom Krampus.
Greetings from Krampus.
The cars usually have humorous rhymes and poems. Just Hallmark.
Looming menacingly over children. Right, okay.
He is also shown as having one human foot and one cloven hoof. In some, Krampus has sexual overtones.
He's pictured pursuing buxom women, so he's like beating children, chasing their moms with one foot that doesn't make sense.
Only the gifted mothers.
The well endowed.
So
he is a boob guy.
Does that mean that the kid who saw mommy kissing Santa Claus saw mommy kissing Krampus?
I hope not. Because that's just would be, awful.
Yeah. Over time, the representation of Krampus in the cards has changed. Older versions have a more frightening Krampus, while modern versions have a cuter, more Cupid-like creature.
This society is going downhill.
Krampus has also adorned postcards and candy containers.
Yeah, no, keep the horrifying Krampus. It's
yeah.
like a
because yes, Krampus will. There's a postcard of Krampus going, "Wish you were here."
Yeah, no, let's not.
I don't.
So we also have Krampuslauf. And apparently there is a Krampus Schnapps.
Yes.
And I'm kind of...
like alcohol schnapps?
Yes, yeah, like a fruit brandy.
Mm-hmm.
I know what schnapps is. Thank you.
And apparently in a Krampuslauf is a run. It is a run of some form. Not really sure exactly what the hell the point of this is, but,
See, is it a charity run for Krampus?
I hope not. So, the funny thing is that Krampus kind of went away for a while in the minds of most anyone, until more recently, the Krampus came back in like this weird big way. Because then you start seeing people. Okay, like in 2016, Washington, D.C. did a Krampusnacht walk.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there is one in Philadelphia where they do, and it's like a yearly thing, where they do the Krampuslauf. Hmm. So somehow, for some reason, this creature that eats children has somehow gotten its way into the mainstream, and people love this stupid thing. I got nothing. I have no fucking idea.
No.
Well, I mean, I'd say it's a good thing that Krampus has come back, because in the past he was banned by Germany itself in Austria.
Germany and Austria, you say?
Yeah.
Did a certain mustached uncle have something to do with that?
That is correct. Yeah, after the 1923 election, the Krampus tradition was prohibited by the Dollfuss regime under the Vaterlands Front and the Christian Social Party.
Nine scary good Christmas, man.
Pretty much. In the 1950s, the government distributed pamphlets titled Krampus is an Evil Man.
Hold on, in the 50s?
Yeah.
Wait,
hold on. Like with those religious pamphlets. That
you oh, God, is it like a chick tract?
It's like a chick tract.
Oh, my. We need one. I don't know where we can get one, but we need one.
Have you heard the good word of our Lord and Savior, Krampus?
Not even. It's, remember, children, Krampus is bad.
Remember, children, Krampus is bad, yeah.
Thank you, Hans. Oh, my God.
Now's the time on Sprocket's where we dance.
Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies? Yes. The answer is yes.
You're trying to cancel Krampus. Of course you're the baddies.
I really want to know if we can get our hands on one of these pamphlets.
I will look around, because that would be great.
Like, I can read my way through German. And, oh my God, that's funny as hell. Like, have you ever read those chick tracts? Those things are mind-numbingly ridiculous.
Listen, man, they still are around my Walmart here.
Dude, course, they're around every Walmart. They show
everywhere.
Up.
Everywhere. They just pop up, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm pretty sure those things are some form of supernatural entity. Because they just show the hell up, and no one knows where they... It's like mattress stores.
Yeah.
Or Dollar Generals.
Yeah. Yeah. Mattress stores, Dollar Generals, Chick Tracks. They all just kind of show up out of nowhere, and you never know where the hell they came from or where the hell they go.
Yeah. Like, I was driving to Mullins the other day for work. Just nothing. Dollar General. Nothing.
Another Dollar General. I mean, that's pretty much how it works. So. So. Basically, the whole thing of Krampus is Krampus is really playing into the duality of the saints. You know, for light, there's got to be dark, good, evil. And it also gives them an excuse to, you know, shit on kids who are bad and not have their saint do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you got a guy who's a legit saint. You're not going to have him, like, kicking kids and going, no, Billy, you were a dickhead today. You don't get fruit or nuts or candy.
So we hired,
like, the great value Satan and had him, like, yell at kids and throw them in baskets and shit.
He ordered them from Wish.
Yeah, it's Satan from Wish.
Dollar store bills, bro.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So, just for the fun of it, we just went on Google, searched up Krampus,
and Are you going to give us the I wish we did it on Yahoo. All right,
that would have been great.
Give us your top three Krampus questions on Google. He's looking over it again to see what the best ones are.
People also ask. You gotta love these. Well, I'm gonna start with number one. What does Krampus do with his tongue?
What that tongue do, Krampus?
Exactly.
Oh no. See, this is where fan fiction goes wrong.
This is where you should not do this if you have a dirty mind.
Look, you just need to get off the internet. You have been here too long.
That's true. Number two, does Krampus have minions? Krampus' elves, also known as elves.
Wait, what?
Yes, Krampus has elves.
Also known as elves?
Why did it have to say that?
Was this translated from Google Translate?
Because apparently Krampus can't have his own elves.
Or the average person Googling elves. Krampus has brain damage.
I mean,
Matt got real quiet there.
I mean, it's possible.
I think it's more than possible. All right, give us your number three.
What is Krampus rated?
I think it's for the movie. You gotta do better than that. Movie.
Okay. Is Krampus a villain?
Technically, no.
I would say he's. What, chaotic?
A evil? Force of divine justice for shitty children.
Yeah.
The flip side of the coin?
He punishes the bad children. Yeah, he does nothing to the good children.
Like I said, it's the duality. Mm-hmm. And you can't have your canonized saint.
You know, whack kids with sticks or eat them or drag them into hell.
Especially not the last part.
Yeah, we're saying ho, ho, ho. Krampus says ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. He laughs at you.
Well, you know, get in the basket, you little shit.
Well, he strikes you with wood.
This is what you get for being a dickhead.
You know what? Yahoo gave me the how to kill Krampus.
Oh, wait, you got this off of Yahoo?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. This is going to be great.
Here's a Yahoo top three.
I got how to kill Krampus. Wow. Oh. It just stopped loading after How to Kill Krampus. Oh, wait, hold on.
Krampus.
This is Yahoo. I'm surprised it loaded to begin with.
Right. How to Kill Krampus. You don't.
I got the 7 things you need to know about Krampus. Like, Krampus is not human.
Okay.
Krampus keeps children in line. Krampus has weapons.
That's one way to say it.
The ones that survive, yes.
Krampus has weapons? I feel like this goes into the How to Kill Krampus territory.
Like did Max Brooks write a book about this?
Krampus has his own holiday, obviously.
Yeah, we got that.
As we have learned, Krampus and Saint Nick are actually buddies.
Yay!
And Krampus is a lush.
Huh. Didn't know why we needed that information, but okay. Like...
That goes with the, what does Krampus' tongue do, I guess. Yeah, oof.
That explains it.
God, it shouldn't. it's got me kind of interested just with Krampus' resurgence and the way the internet does what it does. I'm fairly certain it exists, and I hope to God I'm not right.
Oh, God.
We all do.
Did you find Krampus erotica? Because that's what I was thinking.
No, I found the question of...
Roll 34 and search up Krampus.
Listen, man. This is close enough.
I got you.
Someone said, is Krampus packing?
Oh, God.
Like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Yahoo. Thank you.
Wait, this could be taken so many ways. Like, Are they saying, does he carry a firearm? Or...
Hold on. I looked at the... I hit the arrow down on this one. God. And it said, nope, this demon is packing. That okay, doesn't even... Thanks.
Packing sticks and water and...
coal.
Exactly.
Kids that dragged on hell. So...
Wait,
there's 351 images of Krampus.
On Rule 34?
On Rule 34.
God, ew.
Of course.
No. I was talking about, like, people literally, like, write erotica books. Have you ever seen, like, the Bigfoot erotica?
Oh, God, no.
I don't want to.
No. Hear me out. You should. Because if your day is ever going poorly, just look up the book covers. And you will literally, don't be driving, operating heavy machinery, that's so fucking gross. Please stop showing me that.
That's just in furry territory, but okay.
But look, if you look up, like, okay, there's Bigfoot erotica, dinosaur erotica, there's been erotica about, like, Boeing 747s. It's weird. All right. But if you ever need.
How they refuel themselves?
I don't want to know. But if you ever need a good laugh, dude, don't drive, don't operate heavy machinery when you look this shit up, because you were going to crash and die. You're going to laugh so damn hard. And I'm fairly certain there's got to be some Krampus stuff out there, too.
You are correct.
I hate being right.
There is a book available.
Oh, God.
Is it Kindle exclusive?
One of the options is Kindle, yes.
Oh, of course it is.
It is called A Kiss from Krampus. An erotic Christmas tale spelled T-A-I-L.
Oh.
This person's goal is to write a whole series of seasonal erotica stories.
About Krampus?
It just starts with...
It starts with Krampus.
Starts with Krampus, man.
My only question is, what is wrong with people?
And I don't know.
Why do we need a Krampus erotica?
Stop. Let me ask you a question. Why are we talking about it? I know I brought it up, but seriously, why are we talking about it?
Because we're all curious.
That's the problem.
And now everybody out there is going to be curious of what we found.
No, they're not. They're going to be like, oh, dear God, you guys really took a bullet for me on that one. Thanks.
Also, there's a punishment from Krampus, so avoid that one, too.
You get a fucking dildo up your ass?
I don't want to know.
Well, he does carry a thing of sticks and a basket, apparently. So that could be awful.
I've read the description and I don't want it.
Why? Why did you read the
description? Okay. Give us it. Come on.
Oh, God.
Might as well. You said you read it.
I don't want to.
Oh, you're going to.
Do it.
It all started with a bad little girl and a pair of embroidery scissors.
What?
Yeah, that's how this begins.
Of course it does.
80 years ago, she sniffed off Krampus's beard and used it to cast a spell on him, leaving him powerless to punish bad children.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
That's a very magical beard.
Now almost no one remembers him or the sting of his birch whip. Two days before Christmas, Moritza stands at her least favorite grandmother's deathbed.
What the fuck?
Where she learns she's inheriting not only the mean old lady's house, but a small gold charm, which she's warned never to open. Of course, that's the first thing Moritza does. And in the chaos of her mother's death, the charm goes missing. Misplaced or stolen by a creepy store Santa who's been lurking around.
When does this story take place?
I have no idea. When a tall, dark, and furry stranger arrives, Moritza would like to believe it is all a sugar plum-induced hallucination. But she can't pretend she's seeing things when Krampus lays his hands and his impossibly long tongue on her.
Hold on, I'm gonna
stop you right there.
Stop doing that with your eyebrows. So bad.
<ask. clears throat>
What are rails? We don't fucking need them. Okay, no, you don't need to read anymore. That was fucking horrible.
Yeah, please.
I'm done. Stop. I love how the review is, whatever you were expecting out of Krampus Rotica, this is actually weirder than that.
Thanks for taking the ball for us on that one.
Oh, man. Hold on, wait.
So hold on, whatever you were expecting out of Krampus Erotica, it's weirder than that?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I was expecting a lot of fucking weird. So if it's weirder than what I think it is, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe the Nazis were right.
Apparently, this is by Red Hanner, who is writing a whole series starting with Krampus, of course, and A Date with Cupid. And future stories will include Uncle Sam and Stingy Jack.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yep.
You said three names that I knew and recognized, and what the fuck was that last one?
Stingy Jack.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. Let's find out.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
I'm sorry. Is it Stingy Jack?
Stingy Jack?
Stingy Jack.
Oh, my God.
Jack the Smith.
Stingy Jack, also known as Jack the Smith, Drunky Jack, Flaky Jack, and Jack-O-Lantern, is a mythical character sometimes associated with All Hallows' Eve.
Jack-O-Lantern.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Essentially Jack-O-Lantern. Okay.
That's what you call him, Ashy Jack. Flaky. Dude needs moisturizer.
Get that aloe.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, this is... Hold on.
Hey, it's available on Kindle for $2.99 and paperback for $6.99.
I thought you were going to say it was available on paperback for $2.99 as well. It's because they printed it on one ply.
And don't worry. It is Prime available.
Oh, I can
good
get it.
Good to know. I can get it by Christmas.
So you remember how last episode Matt said if you want to break up with someone, buy one of our shirts and we have some? No, buy them that.
I was wrong. Buy them that book. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I've got a headache now.
That author could be writing some great stuff.
No.
But
no, I'm gonna call it right now. No.
Krampus? No.
I'm going to call it right now. They're not writing anything good. Sorry, whoever you are. But,
yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right, you know what? I think we've gone way, way far than where we started. But yeah. that was Krampus and a lot more of Krampus than we ever fucking wanted.
Yeah.
So, it is the holiday season. We're going to wish all of you a good Christmas or Shanukkah or whatever.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever you guys celebrate.
Whatever wintry kind of thing you celebrate. So, let's roll through social media. Do what we do. We do have a TikTok. Yes, I know. I talked a lot of shit about TikTok. Blah, blah, blah. Fucking sue me. We did that. We still have the email, anomalouspod@gmail. It's basically anomalouspod anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Twitter, which is cancer. The very poorly used Instagram, which by poorly used, I mean isn't. Discord.
We have a Discord.
I do like the Discord. We should do more with the Discord. So, yeah. If you liked it, let us know. If you're on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, Apple Pod. Or
yeah, leave us a rating review thing. Yeah, do that.
5 stars, much like that Krampus Erotica guy.
We want stars.
I know. That's why I said 5.
Look. Look, this is the internet. Someone's
give us 5 stars or we're sending you that book.
I will shoot it right to your freaking tablet.
No. You give us 5 stars.
I'll do it Prime Express.
You give us 5 stars or I'm going to buy the book and I'm going to make Matt read it.
Ooh.
Out loud.
On the show.
On mic.
On the show. It'll be a Christmas special.
Get ready for my retarded ass to read.
Oh, no, and I'm going to be there threatening him with violence if he stops.
He's going to hold up a knife.
I will.
A bundle of birch sticks.
Yeah, I will get a bundle of birch. It won't be birch. It'll just be like whatever twigs I find outside. And I'll just threaten him with it. That way, we can spread that joy. And by joy, I mean probable nausea, bad sentence syntax, and a whole host of reading comprehension problems to the wider world. You're welcome. Or give us a 5-star review and tell us to do that.
Right?
Good review, bad review? What's a little schadenfreude between friends?
All press is good press, as they say.
All Krampus erotica is Krampus erotica. Because that's what the world needs right now. Not like reason or love, compassion. No, fuck that. That's for suckers. Krampus erotica. Here we go.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, God, no.
Kind of like herpes. Just from Krampus. So at least it's like mildly festive.
Yeah. Red and splotchy all
Merry
over.
Merry Christmas. You have herpes.
It's like, can you get a festive venereal disease? Well, I suppose if you fuck a Krampus, you would. I just want to know if Krampus takes this woman to hell or not. That's kind of my only abiding curiosity. Oh, you're looking it up.
Listen, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. It's fine.
You might as well just get the damn.
No, it's not fine. Nothing we've been talking about right now is fine.
Nope, he is begging her for assistance, apparently. Yeah.
Assistance to hell.
No. I think it's the kind of assistance you get in a truck stop bathroom stall. Oh, that's disgusting. What the fuck?
Someone says it was surprisingly well written.
Who just lied on the internet? This was well written for a story about a girl fucking a goat.
A lot of people are saying it's well written. I don't know. You know what? I'm done.
I think we should have been done like 20 minutes ago. As soon as we found that, we should have been done.
We got on the topic of Krampus erotica.
That's our next episode. We're going to read
this. No, there are stipulations to you reading Krampus erotica.
It has 47 global ratings and most of them are 5 stars.
The internet was a mistake.
Who is bored enough to actually look that up?
Look, man, these people aren't bored.
Like, it's Christmas time. Let's see if there's any Krampus sex. You know what I really want to do this Christmas? I want to
bone a Krampus.
I want to fuck Krampus. What the Because, yes, that's definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, I feel just.
Then Eddie from Christmas Vacation comes in because Shitter was full.
That's the type of guy that fucking Krampus.
All because the Shitter's full.
All right, you know what?
Yeah, we need to get off.
We need to stop this. This is getting so much worse.
Before we keep talking about
this. This is getting so much worse. But all right, everybody, for the show, I'm Eric.
On that.
This is Taylor.
Going dark. Merry Christmas, you filthy fucking animals.